In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the 22nd day of the blessed month of Abib. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 20 of the martyrs, coincides 304 Anno Domini, St. Macarius, the son of Basilides, the chancellor, was martyred. This saint was Christian from the city of Antioch of Syria. When they reviewed with Macarius the orders of the Emperor Diocletian, which dictated the worship of idols, he did not heed them. When the emperor knew that, he issued an order to exile him to Alexandria. He bid farewell to his mother and asked her to care for the poor and the needy. On the way, the Lord Christ appeared to him in a nightly vision, strengthened and encouraged him, and told him what would happen to him. When he arrived to Alexandria, he stood before Arminius, the governor, and confessed the Lord Christ before him. He deceitfully treated him well because he knew that he was the son of Basilides, the chancellor. When Macarius refused his promises, the governor tormented him with all kinds of tortures. Afterwards, the governor sent him to Nikos, where he was tortured again. They cut off his tongue and arms and placed hot nails in his sides. God wrote many splendid miracles on the hands of the saint. Among these, one day, a funeral procession passed by him, and the saint asked the Lord Christ to reveal his glory, and the man rose from the dead instantly. The risen man told the people around him of what he saw in Hades, and that Christ is the Lord of all. Many believed and were beheaded and received the crown of martyrdom. It happened that Arianus, the governor of Ancyna, was present in Alexandria, and he took the saint with him on his way back to Ancyna. When they arrived to Chatanouf, the ship stopped and they could not move it. The governor ordered the soldiers to disembark the saint to the shore, where they beheaded him. Thus, he received the crown of martyrdom. When Emperor Constantine reigned, the saint appeared to the commander Eulogius in a nightly vision and told him the whereabouts of his body. He took the body, built a church after his name, where he placed the body. God had honored him by manifesting many miracles from his pure body. May the blessing of his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, was of the year 19 of the martyrs, 1 year before, Saint Leontius of Tripoli, Tripoli Longius Lebanonian, was martyred. This saint was born in the city of Tripoli in Syria, Trablus, Syria, مش Trablus, Lebanon. To Christian parents, he was perfect in his conduct and gentle in his demeanor. He read constantly in the Holy Scriptures. When he enlisted in the army, he preached to his fellow soldiers and advised them to believe in the Lord Christ, the true God. The commander brought the saint to question him. The saint replied, saying, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" The commander became enraged and imprisoned the saint. The next day he brought him back and asked him, "With what power do you dare to disobey the orders of the emperor and drive the people away from the worshipping of gods?" The saint replied, "Truly, I desire that all people come to know the Lord Christ and believe in him. If you also abandon your error and worship Christ, you too will inherit the heavenly kingdom." The commander became angry and ordered to torture him severely until his blood poured out while he was praising God. Finally, Saint Leventius delivered up his pure spirit while he was in prison and received the crown of martyrdom. A wealthy Christian woman who was the wife of one of the commanders of Emperor Diocletian took his pure body. She shrouded it and put him in a coffin inside her home, where she placed a lit lamp before him. God had delivered her husband from the tyrant hand of Diocletian with the prayers of this saint. After the end of the era of persecution, they built a church after his name and relocated his body to it on the first day of Bauna. May the blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.